right, let's move forward to six. Thank you, Kenny. 6.3, this is we at the kickoff of each planning cycle, we usually have a refresher course. So the agenda item 6.3 is the regional water planning refresher course. We will hear from most entities that are involved in that. The first one being the Texas Water Development Board. Jean Devlin has a little bit more she's going to tell us. So that's 6.3.1.
Tony provided a little bit of background in his first presentation during the pre-planning meeting, but I wanted to give a very broad overview of, or a high-level overview of the planning process. So the goal of the planning process is to ensure that there are adequate water supplies in times of drought. So in response to the statewide drought of record, the Texas legislature created the Water Development Board to administer state bonds for the construction of water conservation and water supply projects. And following a very intense condition in the 1990s, the Texas legislature then passed Senate Bill 1 in 1997 to improve the development and management of water resources within the state. Senate Bill 1 established the regional water planning process and also established the 16 regional water planning areas that we have today. So each regional water planning area has its own regional water planning group, which coordinates the water planning process. So this planning group is comprised of various interest categories, including public, counties, municipalities, industry, agriculture, environment, small business, electric generating utilities, river authorities, water districts, and water utilities and groundwater management areas. So the regional water planning group is responsible for developing a 50-year water plan every 5 years. And also, this regional water plan is then rolled into the state water plan. So there are key roles and responsibilities associated with the various parts of the water planning group. We have voting members, and a voting member is appointed to represent one of the 12 required interest categories. We have non-voting members, which includes the Water Development Board, Texas Department of Agriculture, Texas Parks and Wildlife, the State Soil and Water Conservation Board, a liaison between each regional water planning group, and a representative of an entity that holds surface water rights of 1,000 acre feet per year in the regional water planning area. You also have the political subdivision, which acts as the representative of the regional water planning group that oversees the administration of the regional water planning process on behalf of the regional water planning group. Examples of a political subdivision would be a river authority, municipality, or councils of government. You also have the technical consultant, and the technical consultant is typically procured at the beginning of each planning cycle and assists the planning group with the development of the regional water plan. The procurement process is administered by the regional water planning group's political subdivision, who will enter into the contract with the consultant on behalf of the regional water planning group. And then there's also the Water Development Board's involvement in the process. So the Water Development Board was the agency designated by the legislature to provide technical and financial assistance to the regional water planning process. And each regional water planning group has an assigned project manager from the Water Development Board who acts as a liaison between the agency, the planning groups, political subdivisions, and also indirectly to the consultants. So I wanted to discuss a little bit about how the planning process is funded. So the regional water planning process and development of the 50-year regional water plans are funded through grants that are administered by the Texas Water Development Board based off of appropriations that we receive from the Texas legislature. So the Water Development Board will request funding for the state water planning process each legislative session, which is approximately every 2 years, by submitting a legislative appropriation request. The Texas legislature will then appropriate funds that will be spent during the next biennium. And during each planning cycle, the designated political subdivision must apply for a grant funding through a request for applications issued by the Water Development Board. So essentially, the Water Development Board requests funding from the LEDGE. The LEDGE gives us a certain amount of money that's allocated for the planning process, and then the political subdivision would come in and apply for a grant, and then you would receive money in order to conduct the planning process. So plan considerations and content. The regional water planning groups need to consider population projections, water availability, and existing water supplies. You also identify water needs or shortages and recommend water management strategies to address those needs within the plan. Categories of water use that are typically planned for include municipal, mining, irrigation, livestock, and steam electric power generation. Texas Water Code 16.053H stipulates that each regional water planning group and any committee or subcommittee of the group are subject to the Open Meetings Act and also the Public Information Act. So in addition to meeting public notice requirements, the planning groups need to follow public notice requirements outlined within the Water Development Board's planning rules. And for general considerations of the plan, the planning group need to consider existing local, regional, and state water planning efforts whenever developing the plan. So that was a very, very high level overview. Again, as I mentioned earlier, we will be developing more extensive educational materials specifically regarding the sixth cycle development, and so we can provide additional information about the water planning process at that time.
Any questions for Gene?
Yes.
David Blackburn. Refresh me on what our funding was for the last plan and what funding's been appropriated for this plan.
Our funding has not been appropriated for this plan. 1.8, that's going to 1.7.
1.8 million, and we've currently got an allocation of 200,000.
We do.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's,
For the initial allocation.
Yeah, for the initial. We don't know the full amount, though.
No, we don't.
Well, that was my question for Gene, Judge Blackburn, is, Gene, tell us how the Water Development Board determines which region gets how much out of the pot.
Right. So there are estimates done behind the scenes, and that kind of it takes into account the study that would be required for each region. And so essentially, depending upon how intense of the study that the Water Development Board perceives each region to need to go through, then we would allocate funds accordingly. Is my general, very high level general understanding of that process. If you wanted more detail, I might need to go look it up. I hopped into the very end of the water planning process, and now I get to start at the very beginning. So
part of that has to do with when we submit what water management strategies we want to, after the scope of work committee meets and recommends water management strategies, to look at how much we will get, if we can get all that we ask for,
mm-hmm.
for those things.
Yeah.
So we got 1.8, our funding going up?
I cannot tell you that right now, okay. Unfortunately.
Well, that's what Judge Blackburn wanted to know.
I know. Unfortunately, I don't know. We won't know that until next year, whenever the LEDGE appropriates the remainder of the funds to complete the whole regional water planning process across the state. And at that point in time, we'll have a much better idea of what the funding would look like for Brazos G.
So the total amount of appropriations has not been... I thought the LEDGE had already done that.
So right.
In other words, what's the Water Development Board bucket that they're going to mm-hmm. reach into and allocate? I forgot what you said. Behind closed doors, Ouija board, however they do it. But that bucket, I thought the LEDGE had already appropriated mm-hmm. that bucket. It hasn't been authorized to any of the regions.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to understand, is that bucket the same or larger than the last biennium?
I'm not sure. Yeah, off the top of my head, I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Tony, do you know? Have you heard?
I've only heard that there's a total amount of like 20 million last time, and then some rumors about they don't think they're going to be able to get more than what they got last time. But formally, has it been appropriated? Not that we're aware of.
That was 20 million for 16 regions.
That was for 16 regions, right. And I know that part of the process also considers the number of water user groups in the region, which.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to get it, and again, I can't remember, but the Water Development Board has got an appropriation. The ledge has appropriated that, right?
I don't know that they've appropriated the full budget.
No.
I don't know. Not authorized it, appropriated. In other words, the state has adopted a budget. Mm-hmm. House, Senate passed it, the governor signed it, so the Water Development Board has got a budget. Within that budget, there's a bucket of money for these regions. They may not have allocated all that out yet, but I think the bucket is identifiable. It's okay. I'll find out.
Well,
I can find
out. Yeah, my understanding is that bucket from the last legislative session is what's currently funding our present operations,
mm-hmm.
and that the when
that is correct.
I think we're crossing wires is the full bucket for the 5 years is going to be in the next legislative
that
session.
Is
that budget
established
for the remaining portion of this planning cycle, the next 5 years.
So we've been already been given or able to spend up 200,000 or roughly 200,000 to get started with the first task.
So the 21 ledge didn't appropriate for the full cost for this plan.
That is correct.
Got it. Thank
yeah.
you. Sorry.
Pam has something. Go ahead, Pam.
I was just going to let you know, our initial bucket of funding just to get us started is for Task 1, 2A, 2B, Task 8, and Task to get started on Task 10, not fully funded, and it's about $380,000 for those specific tasks to get started on for this cycle of regional plan, and the rest of the funding, I should say, will be at the next.
Yeah. So that the funding that Pam just mentioned was from the prior legislative cycle.
Yeah.
That was appropriated. So that's what's funding these first few tasks. And then another pool of money will be appropriated for the remainder of the plan.
In the next legislative.
Correct. Yeah.
We hope. Jim Briggs.
You started with a slide with the goal. And this for pressure course.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show that slide again?
Sure.
I just want to highlight the first slide with the initial goal.
Okay. Oops. There we go.
To ensure that there's adequate water supplies in times of drought. That's the goal of this process.
Based off of our previous guidance documents, this was what was provided to me. So this was directly pulled from, just for your reference, the new member pamphlet.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, I'm just making a statement that, to be clear, I wanted to highlight that because I think as we go through the process sometimes, people externally looking in see this process to be something different. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to highlight that the goal is to ensure there's adequate water supplies in times of drought, and as we go through the process, adequate will be defined and drought conditions will also be defined as we go through the process to be able to make the match. But initially, a lot of people sometimes see this group as providing water resources for full growth and development within a basin for ultimate needs and demands that don't match this planning process. And so I just simply wanted to publicly highlight what the goal is of this group as we go forward so that we keep that in mind.
Thank you.
Good point. Any other questions for Gene?